Hi, I'm Lori Lynn, a wife to my cowboy, a mama to some great kids, and a couple golden retrievers, a creative artist and certified interior designer who also owns a heart-centered design biz, a country gal and podcaster with a strong Minnesota accent. Pull up a chair, grab a hot coffee or a hot tea, and let's have a warm and cozy conversation. Welcome to episode 8 of Country Proud Living, Taking Leaps and Soft Landings. Leaps, take the leap. There is uncertainty about what lies on the other side, but it is far better than the certainty of stagnation. Take the leap. Discover the unknown and challenge yourself to find joy there. Take the leap. It is never in vain. You will come out of the journey having gained invaluable lessons or the strength to weather new storms that nourish new seeds planted within for inner growth. Take the leap. Take the leap. Take the leap. Many people think that making a leap of faith or changing into a new career or anything like that, that there's this clear and perfect moment for it. And that's a fallacy. That's not true. And you have to realize that when you're making the moves to go in that direction, that it isn't going to be clear. It isn't going to be perfect. There's probably going to be a lot of chaos that happens around the time that you're trying to make this change. You know, every roadblock will pop up at that time, but you have to be steadfast and you have to have the courage to keep moving forward. So recently I've made a decision to do something that hopefully my older self will thank me for. I've heard recently there's kind of a fun way to look at decisions. And one of them is make it so your 80-year-old self will be happy and your 10-year-old self will be happy. And I think that's kind of a cool way to look at it. I listened to this really nice podcast by Susie Moore. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but she lives in Miami. She has a wonderful accent, and she is like sunshine, and I really enjoy her messages. And she just talked about recently how Martha Beck has this philosophy that when you're making a decision, sometimes the right decision isn't easy. Sometimes the right decision is actually more difficult. I think a lot of people think that the right decision should just be and feel easy, but it doesn't. And I think that's important to remember, especially if you're taking a leap into something new in your life, like I am. Hopefully soon I can share the deets on it. It's still new and I kind of want to get further along in the process before I share anything about it. But one of the things that she talks about is if you're trying to make a weighty life choice or you're trying to choose something in an everyday type of dilemma, you know, if you're contemplating like a career pivot or social commitment or a personal investment, that you should make the decision that feels most like freedom. And I think that really is helpful because it kind of leads you to the path, even if it is more difficult to get there. I just think it helps kind of give you some clarity and help you make the right choice. So this is from an article that I'll link to in the show notes about how to take a leap of faith and make a perfect landing. And it's in a conversation that Oprah had with Martha Beck. And Martha Beck explains how to set yourself up to soar, which I think is very cool. And she talks about the way a cartoon character runs right off cliffs and then looks down for a quick moment, frozen moment, before plummeting into the abyss. We can all relate to seeing those as kids. And sometimes that's what a leap of faith looks like and feels like. A leap of faith often becomes easier when you've taken other leaps of faith because you gain some confidence after each leap. You know, if you stay on the ground, you don't really get to figure out or get the confidence to figure out how to make a safe landing. Preparing for the leap, figure out your motivation, ask if it's fear-based or love-based, which I think is really, really an important thing to decipher. It helps you decide if it's something you want to pursue or not. And then look at the facts. Emotions fade with time, but facts and reason remain consistent. And also remember that there's always something risky about taking a leap of faith. You know, it's never going to be an easy thing. And then acknowledge the little risks you take already every day. You know, even if they're the smallest of risks, you know, use those little decisions or littler risks to help give you confidence for the bigger leaps in your life. And then respond to well-meaning critics. You know, there's going to be many people who will try to talk you out of your leap of faith. Many of these people are your family and friends, you know, and they're just concerned for your well-being, and just appreciate their concern, but don't let it stop you. So many people stop because of their friends and family, and they're just trying to protect you. But you know, sometimes after you take that leap and you have some success, all of a sudden those people are your supporters. You know, they just were afraid and worried for you. And then look down both roads if you can. Consider what might happen if you take your leap of faith and what would happen if you didn't. You know, try to imagine yourself in a year and create three different pictures of your life. And, you know, what if you did it and you fail? And what if you did it and you had success? Or what if you didn't do anything and you didn't even move forward? You just stayed in the same place that you're at today. And then think well of yourself. Have a little trust in your ability to succeed. Think of all the successes you've had in your past. You know, a lot of people don't even give themselves credit, you know, for the things they've done in their life. I mean, think of some of the challenges you had in your career or life that you've overcome, and you did it. And when you looked back, you were just amazed at what you could accomplish. Right before you take that leap, you know, act quickly. Don't put it off any longer. The opportunity and desire exists now, so you need to actually schedule it. Put it on your calendar. Give yourself a deadline. Otherwise, you will never, ever start. So important. So act quickly. And then stop dwelling on the negative. And, you know, it's really easy to think of all the things that could go wrong and fixating on it and thinking about every single thing. But there's a lot that can go right, too. So don't forget that. You know, be positive in your efforts to make this leap. And then keep the past in the past. You know, now is not the time for regret. If everything in your life was already perfect, you'd never even attempt the leap. You know, look at it that way as well. And then find support. Connect with people who are willing to support you, people who've done this before, people who you are inspired by, who've taken many leaps in their life previous to this. And those are the people you want in your circle. They're the ones that have done it before, and they will support you. And then accept your transformation. You know, during the actual leap, when you're in the air, you know, recognize that there's going to be some changes that are good and allow yourself to grow from them. And if you do resist change, you know, you rob yourself of the opportunity to grow. So accept the transformation and accept it willingly. And after you land, you need to redefine your success, whatever that might look like to you. And if you had what you think is a failure, I don't believe it's 100% a failure, because you learn a lot about yourself and those around you, and you grow a lot just by taking a leap. So focus on the positives. And if it was a success, celebrate it and take a look around at what you've accomplished, and it'll give you fuel for future leaps as well. And then just stop looking around, don't compare your life to others that you know, because everyone has different circumstances. There's no real way to compare two different people in equal terms, and what success is to one person is different for another. So you got to remember that as well. And if you do fail, it's not enough to just accept the failure as an option until you actually experience it. But, learn to confront it and don't harden yourself against it. And then lastly, press on. Regardless whether you fail or succeed, you must maintain the momentum you've built up and just continue on with your life. And it may be sticking with the path you put yourself on, or turning around, or pursuing an entirely new venture. If you fail, focus on your next move instead of the failure itself. And if you succeed, celebrate, but don't linger and become complacent in your success. Figure out your next step to take you on the path to continue and deepen your current success. When you think about coming in for a safe landing, if you picture the cartoon character at the edge of the cliff, maybe they grab a handkerchief or something for a parachute, or they float softly down to earth like a feather. You can just picture that kind of in your mind when you think of those old cartoons, and you have to look at it that way, The worst case scenario, is what most people think of, but sometimes the worst case scenario isn't all that bad when you really look at it, because you've taken a chance, you've tried it, and you have no regrets. You know the outcome. You at least tried, and that's the most important thing, my friend. So in this leap year, what is it you're going to leap towards? I hope you do. I hope you take the chance and go for it. DM me on Instagram. Let me know what that leap is. I'd love to support you. Thanks for being here today for this warm and cozy conversation. Have a great day. Bye. Please follow the podcast by clicking plus follow at the upper right. And if you click the three little dots at the top right, there's also a drop-down menu to copy the link or share show to share with your friends and family. Most importantly, please leave me a review. If you scroll to the bottom of the episodes, you'll see a rating with stars and a write a review prompt. This is truly one of the only ways to help my podcast grow, and it would mean so much to me. Thank you. Love and light, Lori Lynn.